Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. So welcome to the show today. This is episode 28, which is really part two of yesterday's episode that just ended up running long because I had a lot of things to say and I wanted to split it into two episodes. But the topic that where I'm continuing today is names, family names, nicknames, and the meaning of different names, especially as it relates to women. And yesterday I talked a lot about your maiden name and your married name and how you choose your names and how names are meaning, how names are super important. They denote families, they denote lineage, and that's a really important thing to me, and I've just recently thought about it, as I said yesterday, because I got married a little over 2 months ago, and so I really thought about it. I thought about, hey, what is my name going to be? And like I mentioned yesterday, I decided that I wanted my name to be my maiden name plus Jason's last name, but not hyphenated, so I just have a double last name, which is called a double-barreled last name, which I find super entertaining because it's literally named after a double-barreled shotgun, and they're called double-barreled names. So if you come across someone that has a hyphenated name or just two last names, that's considered a double-barreled name, which I think is such a good nickname for something like that because it seems really powerful and awesome, which makes I feel that way about my last names. I have two, so I feel super powerful and awesome. I have double names. How cool is that? So yesterday I talked more about this, the names, your surname, you know, your last name, family name kind of thing. But I didn't actually get around to talking about nicknames that we have for ourselves or other people have for us, or just names that we call ourselves and the meaning behind nicknames and those kind of things. And I really wanted to talk about that because there's two layers to that. I really wanted to talk about the positive nicknames that we have for each other that make us feel good and loved. And then I wanted to talk about the negative names or nicknames that we call ourselves either out loud or in private in our own mind, and how detrimental that really is to our life and our energy as people. So first let's start with the nickname thing. And I'll start off by telling you a story of my, I guess, nicknames I've had in my life. Like, I've really never had that many because my name is Emma, so it's like, how do you make that into a nickname? Like, no one just, you just don't abbreviate Emma. I mean, you could, but like, it's not like Emily, and someone would call that person M, maybe. But no one has ever called me M. I had some weird, goofy nicknames in high school where one of my friends would call me Emmer and one would call me Ems, but like, it was never actually a thing that they said out loud, really. It was just something they like wrote down. And when I worked in a restaurant for a while, the bartender that was there, who was my friend, who but also would kind of, you know, hit on you, he was an older guy, he called me Emma Dilemma, which I suppose was because I presented some sort of dilemma in his life, being a young person. I have no idea. It was funny, but I liked that nickname a lot. I was like, hey, Emma Dilemma. Like, what? I'm a dilemma in a fun way. You know, so I think that's a funny one, but it's not like I was ever called that on a regular basis. It was just like once in a blue moon. Now, I did have a couple nicknames as a kid. I mean, everybody has nicknames as a kid, but mine were not nicknames that you generally call a kid. And so I work with children now, and so I want to call them these nicknames because they're endearing to me, but I'm like, oh man, Liz, like, are they going to get offended? You know, for example, one of them is Punk. My dad would always call me Punk, which is so not offensive to me. To me, it's just straight up entertaining. I love it. But I really want to call kids at school Punk. Like, not necessarily an individual like, hey, you Punk, do this. But I would want to call them like, hey, you Punks over there, get it together. But I can't do that because I feel, you know, Punk is like a pretty negative thing to call someone now. Like, I've heard kids at the school where I work insulting each other and calling each other Punks. So I think that's, you know, not such a good move on my part, but it's really hard for me to cut that off because to me, that nickname, even though maybe it has a negative connotation, it was never that way in my family, and I never knew that it was really negative. Except other than the fact that it was like kind of making fun of me nickname, which is why it was so funny, and that's why my dad would call me that. So, I don't know, nicknames are really interesting. Like, there's a woman that I work with whose daughter, her name is something normal, like Samantha or something, but they call her Cricket. Her nickname was always Cricket, which is a fantastic nickname. Like, it's awesome. I love it. But you think, where did you get that nickname from? Like, how did it come about? And that's another reason why nicknames have such a power to them, is because you don't always know where the nickname came from. Like, sometimes people have nicknames that aren't related to their name at all. You have no idea what the story would be. And so it's really interesting to get to know that person later and find out, hey, why is this your nickname? Because it really opens up a special window into someone's life. And speaking of that, I think that's related to the power of names. Names have such a power. And a lot of cultures recognize that names have power. For example, I know that the Burmese, they don't have last names. Maybe some people who have immigrated and they're Burmese Americans, maybe they do. But traditionally, in Burma or Myanmar, they don't have last names, so there's no surname passed on from either mother or father. So the names they have, if it's one or a couple, they're their given names, like kind of like a given first name, and they might mean different things. And there's a trio of sisters that goes to the school where I work, and each of their names begins with the syllable word po, and then they have something else that goes after it. Like po mi, po pla, po set, for example. So, but everybody kind of abbreviates their name and calls them po because they think po is their first name, that other syllable is their last name, but it's not. It's actually their whole name. It's not, but they have no last name. But how do you explain that, you know, to a standardized test? This person has no last name. Like, people freak out about that. I got off on a tangent there, but the point is, this family, at home, the mother calls them different names. She doesn't call them by that name. She calls them a special family nickname that is separate, that they call each other by that, and they know each other by that. And they don't, nobody else really knows. It's just inside of their community or their family in particular that knows their name. So it's almost like a secret name, sort of. And there's a reason for that too. Secret names, or very private nicknames, they have a power. I honestly believe that they have some sort of spiritual power over you. If I don't like someone, I don't want them to know my name. Not just because I think they would, like, track me down and be creepy, but because giving someone your name gives them a certain power. It gives them the ability almost to command you. I mean, that's not really the case, but that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. When I used to work in a restaurant, it was a nice fancy restaurant. You could wear what you wanted as a waiter. You could be creative. But it was also kind of quirky and fun, and nobody wore name tags, and if the customers knew the waiter's name, they just knew the waiter's name. But, and then, you know, sometimes people would ask, what's your name? And if I liked that person, I would say, oh, my name's Emma. But there's always, like, maybe even once a night, someone goes, hi, what's your name? Like, in this weird sort of almost condescending way, as if they maybe want to know your name to use it against you later to say, oh, excuse me, Emma, my coffee's cold. Emma, can I have some more of this? And you can always tell. I know that all of you know what I'm talking about. You experience something like that where someone uses the wrong inflection when they say your name, and you know they're using it to kind of belittle you or try to control you by making you feel insecure because they now have the power over you. They know your name. So I really don't like giving my name to people that I don't know. So to me, nicknames, some of your more private nicknames, are very much a special, private, intimate sort of a thing. Like, everybody that's in a relationship has kind of pet names, I guess you could call them, which I find that phrase really weird, but you could call it that. You know, they have pet names for each other, the person that they love, that they would just never call someone else. Now, they're the classic ones that other people, they might call other people if they're in a different relationship, like baby, which I absolutely hate baby. I think Jason's called me baby like 3 times by accident, and I sort of give him a look. I don't know what, it just makes me feel like I'm in a porno scene. I do not know why. And there's plenty of people in the country and in the world that like baby. I just do not. I hate it for myself. I overhear it from other people. The way it sounds coming out of their mouth, it sounds friendly and nice. And the partner goes, oh, yes, honey. You know, you can tell they don't care. But, ugh, I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Now, honey, I like, although Jason doesn't use that. I think sometimes the only time I ever say honey to him is when I'm kind of joking. Like, can you do the dishes, honey? You know, I'm asking him to do something. And that's also cool about pet names or nicknames of any kind is you know exactly the connotation of the situation by what name you're being called. Like, everybody's been yelled at by their mother and their mother uses their whole name. And it's horrifying. But you're like, oh my God. You're like, Jeanette Samantha Thompson. And you're like, oh, I am so in trouble because they use my whole name. And it has a different command to it, definitely. Just like the private, you know, little small nicknames. Like, for example, Jason and I call each other Booby, which is so weird. And actually, hilariously, I've talked to Jason's mom, and I never knew this before, but when she was still married to Jason's dad, she said that she called his dad that sometimes, which was so surprising to me because I had never heard that from anybody else. And I feel kind of funny saying Booby in front of other people, but that's like all I call him. And he calls me that. We call each other Booby. Sometimes we call each other Boobs. Hey, Boobs, like as a joke. But, and when I say it, I don't think of Boobs. I feel like you might think, oh, that's even more of a demeaning nickname than Baby, because it's just you imagine Boobs. But I mean, I call him Boobs. He calls me Boobs. But it's Booby is the big one that we say. And we have a dog whose name is Bolt. And we've just sort of, you know, we have a similar nickname for him that's, it's not Booby, but we call him Bobies. And I have no idea why. Just the way nicknames change over time and morph into something that just really fits for you is really entertaining. So I don't know how Bolt became Bobies, but now he's Bobies or Bobes. It's very weird. And I think it's got to be related to how Jason and I call each other Booby. Now, the thing about having like a private nickname that especially is sort of a weird sounding one like what we have is that you have to think about where you are when you use it. I mean, people probably don't think I'm creepy if I say that to Jason, like, out loud in public. But I always feel a little bit self-conscious about it. I'm like, oh, I just said booby, like, out loud. Someone probably thinks I'm weird. I mean, maybe they don't. I don't know. Maybe they do. But you have to think about where you are when you say it or who you're with. You know, like, especially the most ridiculous thing happened to me the other day. My dad was over, and I think Jason was not. My dad was, like, over helping me do yard work or something. I can't remember. This really wasn't the other day. This was like a month or two ago. But, you know, you're just used to being around one person all the time. And Jason and I are around each other so much that, you know, in the middle of talking to my dad, or I was kind of spaced out or something, he said something. And I said, what, Booby? And then I was like, oh, man, I just called my dad Booby, which first of all is like our I love you nickname. And second of all, it's just a weird word to call your dad. And I was like, damn it. I seem like such a weirdo. And I was like, sorry, Dad. Sorry, I forgot you weren't Jason, you know. And he was like, that's fine, it's fine. But it's just it's just a little bit embarrassing. So you have to think about the nicknames that you call each other. You know, because everyone can recognize honey and sweetie and baby and dear in public. But other people have very different ideas of what a nickname is and what it should be between two people. Now, I just remembered, actually, a nickname that I had. I don't really use it anymore, but my best friend and I, our nicknames for each other in high school that generally just continued after high school only in written form, but we actually called each other this sometimes, was I would call her Sushi, because her name was Sarah, or is Sarah, so I would call her Sushi for some reason. I don't know how that appeared. And then because I thought of Sushi, she thought of Hibachi, because they go together. And so, I mean, my name is not related to Hibachi at all, but she was like, I'm going to call you Hibachi, so that it just became this little hilarious team of nicknames. That also, the nickname of Sushi and Hibachi, shows our history together. You know, Sushi came up, and then Hibachi became a nickname as a team together. So a lot of nicknames that you have are in relation to someone else's nickname, and they have power too over you, and other people learn more about you as a person when they hear it because they see your connection to this other person and they understand more about you and your friendships and what that means and your sense of humor and what you like or don't like, all things like that. Now, the last sort of portion of the show that I want to bring up today is the second half, kind of the second side of nicknames that I mentioned before. So there's the side that is, well, first of all nicknames or all names have a power to them, an innate power to them, if they're used, however they're used, in positive or negative ways. But I want to talk about the other way that you can, you know, have nicknames or names for someone that aren't meant to be endearing, caring names, that are names that you call someone to hurt their feelings or to ridicule them or something in some way. And more specifically, even ways that your partner might give you a nickname or call you something that hurts your feelings and hurts you, or some way that you might refer to yourself, either in your mind or out loud, that is bad. First of all, I really hate it when women call each other bitches. I really hate that a bunch. Like, I will call a woman a bitch in a conversation, like with a friend, if I find her to be actually a mean, horrible, rude person. But I don't call this person this word to their face. I just say it to someone else and I say, this person is really, like, really mean and rude and ridiculous. But I don't ever say, hey, bitch, how you doing? My friend, how you doing, bitch? I really don't like that. And it's been said to me a few times, and especially when it comes from a close friend, you don't want to say, don't call me that, like in the middle of a moment where they're saying hi. So if you talk to them about it, you kind of have to bring it up later. But to me, it isn't a, let's take the power back behind the word. You know, like the concept of a black person can call another black person the N-word because, like, I don't see how that makes sense either. It's a negative word that started to be a negative thing. It was started as a negative thing. Why would you want to use it at all? It doesn't make any sense. Now, the original usage of bitch wasn't negative. It was used to be a female dog, like a female breeding dog. But very quickly, at least that I know of, in language, it became a negative term for a woman. So you can't reclaim that again. You can't think, oh, you know, I'm going to reclaim the word bitch and call myself that, because you're not really comparing yourself to a female breeding dog. I mean, come on. But, and even if the word doesn't bother you hearing it, so you think, like, I would wager that there's some portion of your understanding of what that word means that actually isn't beneficial to you. I mean, I think especially for myself, I would really hate for my child to hear me called that, even in jest, by a friend. Because to me, I would be worried that they would think that it's okay to call a woman that under any circumstance. And to me, it's not cool anytime, but it's especially not cool to call someone that when you're trying to insult them, especially just because they're a woman or something like that. Or, you know, a man just saying you're a bitch to a woman just because she's mad or upset. Well, that's not being a bitch. To me, if you're actually being a super bitch, you are a mean, rude person. You are the female version of Scrooge. That person would be a bitch, not just an upset, angry woman. And that's become, to me, a phrase because, as if women aren't allowed to be upset and angry. And why is it that there is a gendered word for being upset and angry? I'd rather you call me an asshole, definitely, than a bitch if I'm upset and angry. Because men get called assholes too. And maybe I'm being an asshole sometimes. But I'm not being a bitch. Because in my mind, being a bitch is just a negative connotation of being a woman in general. And it's not cool. Now, I know I can be an asshole sometimes. Every now and again in life, I feel like everybody can. But that's a non-gendered word. That's anybody being a butthead, generally. And I feel like I fall into that category just as often as anybody else. But you can't insult me as a person just for having a, you know, being upset or being angry or being bothered by something. And you can't say that I'm being an asshole about something specifically, but call me a bitch. Unless I'm a cruel, evil, bad lady, don't call me that. I don't, definitely don't call me that. Now, another problem that I have with words like bitch, you know, especially the C word. I can't even say it out loud. I hate it so much. Honestly, I hate it. Is that you hear other people say it, even as a grown woman, and you still, and you might think, I don't like that word, but you still might call yourself that when you're mad at yourself. I know that I have before, and I hate feeling that way. It feels awful and horrible and super weird, because I think, how did someone else or some other societal idea get a hold of me? I'm supposed to be in charge of myself. I'm not supposed to be calling myself names when I make a bad decision or I make a choice that was actually kind of dumb in the moment. It doesn't mean that I am dumb or that I am stupid or that I am a bitch. It doesn't mean any of those things. It just means that I made a mistake. So that calling yourself a name, which I know you've done before. I've done it before. Everybody I know has done it before. Calling yourself a name doesn't help the situation. It doesn't snap you out of whatever mistake you made. It doesn't do any of those things. It just serves to make you further pity your position and what happened, and then it also makes you sad. So there's no reason to actually do that. And I'm just as guilty as anyone. I do it to myself sometimes, and I hate the way I feel. It isn't right. Because also, keep in mind, you're calling yourself a nickname. It's a temporary nickname. And it might be a nickname you just reserve for yourself when you're mad at yourself for having made a bad choice. But even so, you're calling yourself a nickname. You're calling yourself a name. And names have power. With them comes the power of thought and the power of belief. If you think it, it gradually becomes true because you fulfill that thought in your mind. But if you refuse to think it or if you refuse to say it to yourself, then there isn't any power over you. That word, that nickname you've given yourself temporarily, or someone else might be calling you a rude nickname or whatever, it doesn't have any control over you because you've given it no power. And all of this is to say, today talking about names and nicknames and all sorts of stuff, is just to say that names have such a power to them. They have such a meaning, they have such a power, and with that comes identity and your ability to control someone else, even use their nickname, use a different name. So you have to really be aware of the names you call people or what you allow people to call you. Usually the nicknames and the names that you're called and who you are turn out to be good. That's just the way it happens. Usually you've chosen them, or a good friend has given it to you, or someone you love has given you that nickname. But if someone's calling you a name or a nickname that doesn't make you feel good, you need to shut it down. Because you might think, oh, it's just a nickname. No, it's not just a nickname. It's becoming part of your identity. Its use becomes part of who you are by you allow it. And that's another reason why I'm not extreme, I guess, about people knowing my last name, but that's another reason why I have spent a lot of energy explaining why I did my last name the way I did to people, because I want them to understand why. Because I didn't just do it for no reason. I did it to show my true identity. And I feel like the name I chose reflects my true identity in the best way that I possibly could have chosen. So I really want people to understand it. And I understand it's hard for some people, but I really want people to know, hey, I have two last names and here's why. And this is why it's important to my identity and why it matters to me. I want you to know that. I want you to understand it and use it. Because once you know who I am and once you know what my name is, they're inseparable. You can't forget part of my name. You've forgotten part of me. Do not forget part of me. That's not fair. And anyone that you run across that is a caring person that's supposed to be part of your life should be able to understand that. And they might mess it up, you know, mess up your name, whatever, sometimes. But the point is that they tried. That they tried to understand your name, whatever it is. That they tried to respect your wishes about what kind of nickname or name you want to be called. Like, you know, for example, I said I work with kids and I don't like to be called Mrs., you know, or Miss or whatever. I don't care either way, I guess, about that. But I don't like to be called Miss my last name. Because I feel like an old lady. I'm sorry, it's just true. I do. I don't want to be Miss anybody. I mean, I used to work at a Montessori school where they didn't even do Miss anything. They just did first names, and I like that better. But And so I decided I want to go by an abbreviation, just like the letter. The letter at the beginning of my last name. And most people caught on with that, and they understood that's what I wanted. But a lot of people still decided that they wanted to call me by my maiden name, you know. And then now, though, since I've gotten married, it's confused everybody a little bit because they don't want to say two last names. That's like a really long thing to say. So I think it's helping me finally be called by my nickname, which is my name, which is, you know, what I want to be called. So I don't see why there's a problem being called that. And now that I have a second last name, I've abbreviated that too and added that on to my maiden name. And so, you know, for example, they call me, you know, like if my name, last name was, let me think of a really good example. If my last name was, I don't know, Johnson and Hernandez. So now, yeah, I used to be Miss Johnson, for example, and I wanted to be Miss J. So everybody called me Miss J except a couple people, which is so annoying because I already said I don't want to be Miss Johnson. But so most people call me Miss J, but then I become Mrs. Johnson Hernandez, and nobody wants to say both last names. It takes forever. So they decide to, like, finally they start to call me by my new abbreviated name, which is Miss J. Herney. I think that's even a better example than my real last name. That's much funnier. So, finally, people are starting to understand I don't want to be this classic last-named person. I want to be what I want to be, and there shouldn't be a problem with that. There just really shouldn't be a problem with that. So, I've already said it, but names are powerful. Names are your identity. You create your name based on your identity. You create your identity based on your name, and you're called that your whole life. It's how you're referred to. And it's important that you recognize that for yourself, and that you recognize the importance of your name so you can demand to be who you want to be called what you want to be, and also so that you can be aware of what other people want their names to be. Listen to their requests about their names, and, you know, if their name's Elizabeth and they don't want to be Elizabeth, they want to be Liz, call them Liz. Who cares if it looks like their name's supposed to be Elizabeth? You call them Liz. They are who they want to be. Thanks once again for listening to the O Woman Podcast today. As always, I love talking to you. I want to remind you to like us on Facebook, follow us on iTunes, check out the website, owomanpodcast.com, email me, or leave a comment on the website if you have any questions. Email is emma@owomanpodcast.com, or leave a comment on the Facebook page, either way. Any of those is fine. You can remain anonymous whenever I share questions, comments, or ideas for a show on the air. You can remain anonymous if you choose to, so just let me know. You can sign your name, tell me all about yourself, but you can just say, please do not include my name or my city or whatever, and that's fine with me. Anyway, once again, love talking to you. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, and I will see you then. Okay, bye.